Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chet Wisniewski, principal at St. James School, about preschool orientation. Preschool is offered here at St. James, and you're having some orientations coming up. Can you let our listeners know what these entail and who should be considering this?
Anybody that's going to be 4-year-old before September 15th is eligible. They don't have to be Catholic. It's a 4-day, all-day program. It runs Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I gave the teachers Wednesday off because they're with those kids from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3:15 when they go home at night. So they have no prep time, so that's their day of prep, which has really, really worked out well. It's a state-funded program. We get funded by the state. And so the only price on it is that they will have to buy, we offer lunch for them. And so the lunches are, they might go up a little bit. We haven't decided that yet in our process for budgeting. They'll be able to buy lunch tickets. They'll be able to drink milk, eat right here at school. Then after that, I firmly believe in early childhood, but I also firmly believe that those kids need to have a nap. I'm a principal, and I think I would like to have a nap after my lunch, too. So anyway, and we'll have two sections of preschool, 4-year-old preschool. Our one teacher is Haley Bontrager. She will be here for her second year. We kind of stole her. She was a part-time person at Williamsburg. And then our other one is Sonia Love Smith, first-time teaching in a school system. She was with HACAP for 20 years. Great knowledge, two great teachers. They complement themselves and complement each other. I've been in their rooms numerous times and watched the growth and things that are happening in that 4-year-old program. And like I said, I believe in building a program wherever it is from the bottom to the top. And I see that working. We have our 3-year-old program that had 15 students in it. Out of that 15, 13 are going on to our 4-year-old program, so which is really kind of good. And like I said, it's phenomenal. We received a grant of about $35,000 from the Riverboat Foundation to fund those two rooms, new furniture, new water table, new sand tables, new toys, new chairs. It's just been amazing what we can do in those kind of issues. And I think the kids really, really like it. The parents have nothing but raving remarks about our preschool program.
Would you say that the preschool program has been growing over the last couple of years?
I would say when I came here the 13-14 school year, we had one section of 3-year-olds that had about 8 or 9 kids in it. And then our 4-year-old program had maybe 12 or 13. So yeah, I see a big growth. And I reason for that is I think it has a lot to do with marketing. I think it has a lot to do with people being upbeat about St. James and about what's happening in the preschool program. Because you know what? Word of mouth and just having the adventure of sending their students here and seeing what happens in the building. Our building is always open to those parents if they want to come in, and we ask them to come in and be a volunteer and read to our students or come during recess and help us out. So I see a great growth in that program since I've come.
And are all of the students Catholic? Do the families attend church here?
No, not all of them are Catholic. We are a Catholic school, though. They don't have to be Catholic to come to school here. About 1/3 of our families are not Catholic, but they want a Christian atmosphere. For example, every morning we have prayer from 8:15 to 8:30. We have a song, we sing, we dance, we have a little reading, we have a little prayer, and then the kids are back to class. And then in the afternoon we have a closing prayer, thanking God for everything that He's given us, for safety, for warmth, for friends, and just being able to love each other as He once wanted us to love. And I think that's my passion, is to be a disciple of God. And that's what it's all about. And our non-Catholic kids, they love coming in too. And we do it with our 4-year-old programs and our 3-year-old program. And the kids just absolutely, they look forward to the morning to singing. And they're upbeat songs like, you know, Give Us This Day. And they know the words by heart. And then on Fridays, we have a mass, but we don't ask our 4-year-olds to go because that's their PE time. And we offer PE here for them, which some schools don't, and which we think is a great. We have a part-time person comes in and does PE from 8:15 until 9 o'clock when we get out of mass, and then we do the rest of our PE for the rest of the class students.
And in closing, do you want to remind our listeners when these orientation sessions will be held?
Yes. The first one is going to be for 3-year-old and 4-year-old. Will be on February the 26th. We're going to have two sessions because I understand parents have to work and they can't get off all the time. So we're going to have one from 4 to 5:30, and then we're going to take a little half-hour break, and I'm going to feed our people some pizza, and then we're going to start again from 6 to 6:30, and there'll be an orientation and let you walk and around and see what's going on and meet the teachers and watch and bring their kids and watch their kids in action.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Chet Wisniewski, principal at St. James School in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.